The Walrus Magazine is shining a light on a story about an environmental activist given the boot out of Fort Nelson. Liz Bigger was the local eco-advisor for the Northern Environmental Action Team, and her campaigning against natural gas was noticed by industry as well as Mayor Bill Streeper. It ultimately led to her firing and Bigger leaving town for good. Andrea Bennett wrote the piece for The Walrus. She joins us by phone this morning. And good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about how you discovered out about, you discovered Liz Bigger and what was going on with her.
So I moved to Vancouver about 5 or 6 years ago, and so BC was new to me. And a couple of years after I moved here, I started hearing a lot about LNG. The province has been putting a lot of emphasis on it, so I knew I wanted to write about it. So I started interviewing people a couple years ago to get a sense of what story I could potentially write. And I wanted to write in particular about women in those small northern communities, because the demographics have been shifting as of late, as the extractive industries have been moving to year-round industries rather than just sort of winter fly-in, fly-out industries. So I met Liz Bigger just sort of in the course of doing like a scattershot number of interviews to try and learn more. And as soon as I heard her story, I knew I needed to write about it.
And in terms of what she did for a living, tell me a little bit about who she was.
So Liz Bigger is also she's originally from White Rock. She moved to Fort Nelson about 12 years ago to work at Dan's Neighborhood Pub, which was at the time the only pub in town, so I've been told. And after working at Dan's Pub and seeing just sort of the amount of money that went through the community, Liz first worked on a project to raise money to build a couple homes for street youth in Uganda. And then she actually came into recycling sideways. She just noticed that there are a lot of bottles and cans and water bottles that were going into the dump, and she realized that if she could divert them and start recycling them, she'd be able to make money to sustain that home in Uganda. And then eventually she was approached by the Northern Environmental Action Team, NEAT, to head a new branch in Fort Nelson. She said no a couple times because she knew that it was going to be a difficult sell on the community, and eventually she said yes, and she worked there for about 4 years. There were ups and downs, I guess. It was a bit controversial, and eventually she was fired, partially because she had spoken out about oil and gas on several occasions.
Mm-hmm. And so she gets fired from her job at a bar.
No, sorry. She kept her job at the bar.
Yeah.
Throughout that whole time, she was fired from her job at Northern Environmental Action Team. I guess her termination letter, her pre-termination letter, stated that Mayor Bill Streeper had raised some concerns with the director of NEAT about comments that Bigger had made in town about oil and gas. So she spoke out at a conference that Ezra Levant gave a keynote speech in 2012, I believe, and she asked some critical questions of him in sort of a room full of oil executives. And she made a couple other public comments in the course of her tenure there, and that's eventually what led to her losing her job.
But now, let me see if I have this straight. Isn't NEAT an environmental activist organization?
That's correct.
So why would they fire her for speaking out on an environmental issue?
That's a very good question. I think that they, from my perception, they tend to walk a bit of a tightrope. They focus mostly on recycling and initiatives like that, and are careful to avoid speaking too much about oil and gas in northern communities, particularly Fort Nelson, where
right.
almost half the population earns their living in oil and gas.
So basically it's more concerned with minor local environmental issues. It's not more or less concerned about the larger issue of oil and gas and things like that.
You could say that they have chosen to focus on like post-consumer recycling initiatives rather than the sort of pre-consumer behavioral changes that might actually have a longer impact or a larger impact in the long run, yeah.
So in terms of the mayor, I'm speaking with Walrus writer Andrea Bennett about the firing of an environmental activist in Fort Nelson. Let's talk about the mayor's role in all of this. So what were you able to find out about how much a role he allegedly played in all of this?
Yeah, so I spoke to Mayor Bill Streeper for a few hours. He's nice enough to walk me through a lot of things about hydraulic fracturing, and I also asked him some difficult questions about Liz Bigger. He's, from what I can tell from her, from the termination letter, I'm just going to try and be careful here. The mayor spoke to Liz Bigger's boss on a few occasions by phone and in person, and sort of warned Bigger's boss that she really did need to keep a little bit quiet about oil and gas, focus on recycling, keep quiet about oil and gas. So, and NEAT receives funding from the from the NRRM, but they're in no way a municipal organization. They're their own organization. So there are sort of questions about whether or not, you know, the mayor of a town should be phoning an environmental organization to tell them how to run their programs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, there are important questions to be raised about whether or not this has a chilling effect on other environmental organizations. Is anyone going to feel comfortable speaking out about oil and gas if they're worried that they're going to lose their job or be pushed out of their community?
How much does Liz Bigger, or how much do you get a sense that she realized that speaking out in this way was kind of outside the mandate of what NEAT was meant to do?
I think she, on some level she knew, but she also, Liz Bigger is the type of person who has the strength of her convictions. So I think that even as she knew, in her, it seems like the desire to do what she felt was right prevailed over perhaps even her own self-interest in terms of retaining her job.
Because it seems kind of counterproductive. If you're going to work for an organization, you should probably, I don't know, follow along with its guidelines, and if you can't, then leave the organization?
Yeah, I think part of the reason she initially said no to the position was that she knew that types of things would come up. But, I mean, on the other hand, so she did end up losing her job, but the times that she did speak out brought a little bit of attention to issues that maybe weren't top of mind in the news up north. So,
how much does this story speak towards the idea of, first of all, the dependency that small communities or smaller communities and towns and cities have on some of these big industrial projects? There's a sense of biting the hands that feed you. If the project itself is not very environmentally friendly or has a net negative effect on things. But at the same time, you know, it's a small community. It needs jobs. It needs economic development.
Yeah, that's exactly the tension. So Fort Nelson, the economy in Fort Nelson, like actually the economy in BC, used to be driven by forestry. And after about 2008, that really changed. The housing market crash in the U.S. and because of the pine beetle devastation. So BC you really see it in northern communities, but I mean it is true to extent in all of BC, and that's something I wanted to sort of let Lower Mainlanders know a little bit more about what it's like up north. But those communities, you're right, are fairly dependent on oil and gas, and that's part of the reason I believe that Mayor Bill Streeper has been placing such an emphasis on it.
How much did this covering this story teach you about the difference of getting a story in a larger community, whether it's, you know, a Vancouver or elsewhere, versus what it's like in a town of a few thousand?
It was a really interesting process, actually. So it was a little bit hard for me to get in touch with people before I came up north, and then I just sort of flew up and started approaching people. And once I was in town, people were very friendly. I was able to approach people just sort of on the street or in their place of business, and people were willing to speak to me, and were in fact very generous. I was staying at a little campground, actually, right at the edge of town, and I sort of immediately, I mean, the population is not very big, it's about 4,000 people. I started recognizing people in the grocery store very quickly. It was a very different experience than what I'm used to in Vancouver and what I had been used to in Ontario. And I also learned a lot about certain things. I didn't realize, it had never crossed my mind that there wouldn't be an SPCA in a town, or that, for example, one of the women I spoke to